What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 380. In this episode, I'll discuss the four clinical teaching roles for residency preceptors. The show notes for this episode can be found at pharmacyjoe.com/episode380. The four teaching roles that ASHP wants PGY1 residency preceptors to use are instructing, modeling, coaching, and facilitating. ASHP expects that PGY1 residency preceptors have a working knowledge of these roles. During a site survey, this qualification is evaluated by a discussion with preceptors and residents, as well as by review of resident evaluations of learning experiences. The instructing role is used at the beginning of the rotation experience. This role is to ensure that the resident has the basic knowledge required to perform a skill. Instructing a pharmacy resident should differ from instructing a pharmacy student. With a student, the instruction may take the form of a one-on-one conversation. With a resident, a greater degree of independent learning is expected, and so the instructing role takes on a different form. If we take it as an example, a resident learning the skill of providing pharmacy support during rapid sequence intubation, the instructing role might look like this. Watch this video about airway pharmacology, then read the airway chapter in Rosen's Emergency Medicine. After that, review the contents of our rapid sequence intubation kit and explain the pharmacology of each medication to me. In the modeling role, the preceptor explains a skill to the resident as they are doing it. To fulfill this role, you simply need to talk out loud and narrate as you perform the skill. The purpose is to explain your decision-making process so that the resident can reproduce the process later. As an example, you would say, I'm drawing up rocuronium instead of succinylcholine because the patient had a burn injury 7 days ago. Then I'm going to get a vasopressor ready because I see the patient's starting blood pressure is 92 over 58. In the coaching role, the resident performs the skill while the preceptor provides real-time feedback. In this role, you're like the driving instructor sitting in the passenger seat. It's during this step that the resident polishes and refines their skill while you as the preceptor determine if the resident is ready to perform the skill independently. As an example, you might ask, is there anything about the patient's history of present illness that makes you want to consider one paralytic over the other? And what do you think about the patient's blood pressure right now? The final clinical role is facilitating. This role is used when the resident is ready to perform the skill independently of the preceptor. The preceptor is still available when needed and may also sometimes debrief with the resident when they're done. As an example, you might say, the patient in room 6 needs to be intubated. Call me if you need anything. I'll be outside room 10 finishing up my pre-rounding. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy get to make the instructing role easy by granting their resident access to the 75-plus masterclass trainings available for clinical skills in critical care, emergency medicine, infectious disease, and general hospital pharmacy. In addition, Academy members have access to preceptor development resources, such as the training on understanding and fulfilling ASHP accreditation requirements for residency preceptors. To get immediate access to these resources, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.